The best-selling novel, A Thousand Splendid Sons by Khaled Hosseini, follows the lives of women in Afghanistan through many generations, and it's now in development as an opera in two acts. Hosseini had two requirements when he gave the composer permission, that when the female characters wear burqas in the book, they should wear them on stage, and that the Quran be handled with respect. Act two of this work will have its premiere as a workshop performance in upstate New York this weekend. Act one had its premiere in Key West, Florida. Alicia Zuckerman from member station WLRN in Miami has our story.
Today I am 15, and I have never crossed the street.
I was driving down the highway at 70 miles an hour with the tears streaming down my face, and I thought, my God, this is so operatic.
The composer, Sheila Silver, had already read The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini. Then she picked up the author's second novel, A Thousand Splendid Sons, on tape from the library for the long drives back and forth from her job teaching music at SUNY Stony Brook on Long Island.
I fell in love with the two women characters. I just fell in love with them. They were so inspiring, and they were so courageous, and they were so human. And I thought that I want to tell their story.
The story of Mariam and Laila living in Afghanistan as the country changes, first because of the Soviet invasion, later the Taliban.
They're both women who are married generation apart to the same brutal man.
Silver imagined the story as an opera, but worried because it was long and complicated. On stage, she would only have about 2 or 3 hours. But for 3 years, she couldn't get it out of her head. Silver had worked on other projects with the librettist Stephen Kitsakos. And finally, she called him.
Probably in the middle of the night, knowing me, and said, Steve, we can do this. We can do this. I know it. You got to read the book.
I think I read the novel in 2 sittings.
And he said, yes, we can do this. And then I went off to India to study Hindustani music to bring this color into my language.
The music of India has historical connections to the music of Afghanistan. To help develop the opera, Silver got a grant to support female opera composers. As confident as Kitsakos was that they could adapt the story.
It takes place over 40 years. There are many, many characters.
He had to let go of many of the book's details.
Because all of the description and all of the narrative is beautiful when you're reading a novel, but when you are putting these characters on stage, the music has to tell the story.
In this scene, after Mariam has been married off to Rashid, a much older man, she's at the market in Kabul for the first time. She's a teenager still and overwhelmed. Kitsakos wanted to write this scene because it illustrates some of the burdens on women. And at the same time, there's some lightness in it, with women in bright headscarves asking about each other's lives and having fun together.
This is Hosseini's words. Mariam could hear their high-pitched chatter, their spiraling laughs. As she walked with her head down, she caught bits of their banter, which seemingly always had to do with sick children or lazy, ungrateful husbands. And then the line in italics, as if the meals cook themselves.
As if the meals cook themselves.
And he took some license in imagining more of what the women might be talking about in the market.
One of the women says, but your husband is so handsome. And she's like, yeah, but not so much in bed. And one of the other women responds, she says, oh, but mine is quite spectacular in that department. And I wasn't even sure that the words in that department were singable. But Sheila said, absolutely.
There is a moment when you think Rashid might be good to Mariam. But then it takes a bitter turn. She cooks food he doesn't like, and he forces her to take a mouthful of rocks and chew. In the second act of the opera, Rashid takes a second wife, that's Laila, a woman who was supposed to become educated, a woman who was supposed to have a career. Tragedies and injustice derail that for her, and Mariam becomes an even more tragic figure, but also a savior. The composer, Sheila Silver, says their stories deserve to be told.
And if we can feel love for them and respect for them and appreciate their courage, we're opening doors.
The second act of A Thousand Splendid Sons premieres in Hudson, New York this weekend. The workshop performance is happening under the specter of daily revelations about sexual harassment and assault of women here in this country. For Here and Now, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.